Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, I believe she hasn't gone to sleep yet. She is in Vegas.
Very cool. One of our
favorites, Lindsay Zarniak, covering the Stanley Cup for NBC4 in Vegas.
Hey, Lindsay. How are you?
Hey, guys.
What was it like on the ice after the game? That was pretty awesome.
Oh, it was awesome. It was, I felt like I couldn't breathe in the final 2 minutes.
Right.
Honestly, like it was a physical reaction that I'm not used to having. Like I honestly felt like my heart was pumping out of my chest, but 100%. I knew it was going to happen. But
right.
I think, and you guys probably feel the same way, you know, like in that second period and the way stuff was going, I had sort of resigned myself to, okay, we're going back to D.C.,
right.
You know?
Right. For a moment.
Then, I had that feeling too.
For a moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And so actually, I think that was a good thing because it kind of got me back to like an, okay, like let's bring it back down to earth. Right. And then when it went the way it did, I'm like, oh, wow. And so, no, to go on the ice was incredible, but it was so surreal. And I honestly feel like it's still very surreal. It's kind of, you know, it really hasn't sunk in, and it was amazing. Talking to the players was amazing, but I feel like it's going to hit me probably in a couple of days.
That's the way I feel, because I told the guys it's really hasn't sunk in for me yet. It's just so surreal. I can't really wrap my brain around what happened last night. And then for you to watch it, and then all of a sudden you got to go to work. Like you got to go talk to those guys,
exactly,
and ask questions. And you know they got their kids down there. Man, that must have been a
cool
feeling.
Who did you get first, Lindsay? Who were you able to grab first?
The very first person was TJ Oshie, and honestly, he was probably the best because it was the soonest after, and you're exactly right. It's like you go into that situation, you know, and you're doing your job, so you've got, you know, some sort of a game plan, right? And you think all mm-hmm. these things that you want to talk to them about, and then you get down there, and there are all these other factors going on, and we found TJ, and he was so emotional, and I did not expect him to be emotional, but the one thing I asked him was, who is this one for? And he went into it, and he's like, oh, here we go. And he just unleashed, mm-hmm. and he started talking about his family and his, you know, his father and all that stuff. But no, it was like a really surreal scene. They're all there with their kids. They're all overwhelmed, right? Like half of them haven't found their wives or some of their family yet. And so that's what it was like. So it was kind of like, okay. And I just became panicked because I'm like, we have to find Ovi. Just make sure he doesn't leave. Because, you know, also, these guys have commitments at the podium. So it's like, at some point, they've got to leave the ice. So my photographer, Chris Kerwin, is a hockey player. And so he had his hockey skates. So he's the only shooter out there on the ice skating, which was awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
No, but so, and like, he's such a badass. But then, you know, finally we get to Ovi. But then at the point we got to Ovechkin, it was like, everyone was after him, and the league people were saying, he's got to go to podium, and, you know, so, but he was great, he was gracious. It was just, the whole thing is surreal, and I feel like, and then, we come back to the hotel, and someone said, hey, we're hearing that the Capitals are coming back to MGM, where we were, and we're like, no way, because they had a team party,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden, we're in the lobby, and Ovechkin, in his long-sleeve pink polo shirt,
yep.
and, like, khaki shorts, walked to the lobby carrying the Stanley Cup, and everyone went bananas. So
yeah.
It's just been one of those nights where you're like, is this really happening? And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, did you follow them to the club afterwards? I mean, what did you see after MGM Grand? We saw the video. I mean, it's one of the great visuals of Ovi.
It's a classic.
Walking through the lobby, Andre Burakovsky's his hype man. I think Oshie's behind him as
yeah.
well. It just shows that, you know, these guys are handsomely paid professional athletes, but they were acting like kids parading that Stanley Cup around.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, like the first inkling into just the night they were going to have was like on the ice right before they left, Ovechkin turned around right before he went in the locker room, and he just screamed out, thank you, Las Vegas, you know, and it was funny. Like everyone laughed because it was classic Ovechkin, just in a humorous tone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went in the locker room, they did their whole celebration, and then they were gone. And so when they came to the hotel, they came in and it was like three waves. But that first wave, it was crazy because it was like, we were all looking like, wait a minute, is that really Obi? And he walks in and there was this whole line behind him, and it was probably like six or seven of the Capitals players. They all come in with their entourages, and then there were like two or three waves that came behind them eventually. So yeah, they all, you know, they were heading in the direction of probably going to one of the clubs here. But the response they got was insane. Like everyone started, once they started realizing who they were just going crazy.
How about the turnout of all the red in the arena? I mean, they were saying last night, 30-some percent. JP said on StubHub, 21% of the tickets were sold to D.C. residents. Then you have everybody else from around the country flying in there. I mean, it's just unbelievable turnout.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, it was packed, but also, like, before the game, I kept seeing people in my hotel where they were, you know, wearing Capitals shirts and everything, so it was evident that there were so many people here. But yeah, in the arena, for sure, like, it sounded like it was honestly kind of equal in terms of cheering until the end, and then there got to a point where it was just like, wah-wah, you know, for Vegas, so... But I don't know. The whole thing was awesome. I felt like for a while they were going to have some trouble. But this group is so resilient.
They are. I think that was actually the best way to do it because it's kind of like symbolic of their playoff run. Like they'd get out to early leads and then sometimes they would relinquish them. But more often than not, they would come right back.
Kept fighting.
They would come right back and tie it up and then go ahead. So it was kind of symbolic sort of the whole run.
I agree, 100%, right? It was like, you know, well, you got to let the other team know that they're still in the fight, sort of.
Well, Lindsay, when will you get some sleep? Lindsay, yeah, what did you do last night? Where have you been all night?
I've been hanging out. I've been enjoying it. No, just, you know, like colleagues here. It's one of those things where, like, I don't know what to do with myself. I'm serious. Like, it was so great, and we had such an emotional high. And, you know, when I saw them winning, it's like, okay, you're counting this down, and oh my God, this is really happening. And then, like you said, you go to work, so you're like in that whole thing. And then you come back here, and I'm like, I can't be alone. Like, I can't just go to sleep, because it's like, you just can't, this crazy situation. Plus, by the way, like all the players, we had iPads out there, so we were showing some of them what it looked like out there. What it looked like in the crowds, and they loved it because they obviously aren't seeing that. So I think that's going to be like a whole second chapter to this, you know, that not every team gets, because when they go home, they know what that crowd is like, how much of an impact they've had on that city. So I've just been doing nothing. I just waited in line at Johnny Rockets and I got a veggie burger.
Nice.
A veggie burger? Who's a veggie burger in Vegas? That's crazy.
Lindsay, thank you so much.
I got fries.
Good,
thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Try to get some rest. Yeah, thanks. It's been really cool watching you. I love it when anytime you come back and contribute to Channel 4. It's very, very cool.
Oh my God, you guys are so nice. I miss you. We'll see you in studio next time.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Let's do it. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Big week for her family, too, because her husband had the interview with Bill Clinton that got a lot of national attention.
Oh, that's right. Right. Yeah. I didn't see that.
Darn it.
Somehow I missed that.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A championship in D.C. The Capitals did it. They delivered the Stanley Cup last night with the 4-3 win against the Vegas Golden Knights. DSP and Lars Eller find the back of the net in the third period, and they win.
By the way, one of the great photos from last night is the girl that flashed Ovi.
That was hilarious.
Up against the glass. Hot chick, too.
Made me chuckle.
Just a typical hot Vegas chick, just getting hammered.
One of the teammates, I couldn't make out who it was, definitely pointing right at the glass.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
While Ovi's skating.
I think it was Burkowski.
I think
he saw it. Yeah. All right, so I know we're taking calls, 800-636-1067, but I wanted to play, because I obviously didn't listen to John Walton last night.
Right.
I apologize. I was watching the game.
Mm-hmm. He'll join us at 9:20, by the way.
But I did hear his call at the end of the game on my way in this morning.
Yeah.
And I got choked up.
It was really good.
Now, it's kind of long. It's about an hour, a minute and a half. It's about a minute and a half.
Happy to play it.
But it gets me choked up.
Yeah.
And I'll probably get it.
You won't have a live on-air tier.
I'm fighting him.
I hope you do it.
All right, so this is John Walton at the end of the game last night, closing out. He's got some great calls.
All we need is a puck drop. and release the hounds. Eller for the draw. And as the puck drops, the words that D.C. fans have been waiting to hear since 1974, the Washington Capitals are the 2018 Stanley Cup champions. It's not a dream. It's not a desert mirage. It's Lord Stanley, and he is coming to Washington.
Unbelievable. Look at the celebrate. That's what it's all about. These guys are going crazy. A team of destiny, John, right from the drop of the puck. These guys got it done. And how about that? The guy's not playing, coming off the bench celebrating. This is what it's all about when you put the skates on when you're 5 years old. You celebrate now. Great job by them. Congratulations to Washington Capitals. They're well-deserved and a long time coming.
The heartbreak of so many springs is over. The Washington Capitals are Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history. Lars Eller, the game-winning goal in the third period. The Capitals come from a goal down, and Lord Stanley is about to make an appearance, and he is finally coming to the District of Columbia. The drought's over. 43 seasons, and the Capitals have won it here in Las Vegas and celebrate on the ice, mobbing Braden Holtby. Lars Eller will never have to buy a drink in Denmark again.
Just a huge, biggest goal he'll ever score in his life.
Oh, absolutely. And there was a watch party, I think in a movie theater over in Denmark for all the people that want to see Lars Eller. Yeah. Playing for the Capitals. I think he's the first guy ever from Denmark to win a Stanley Cup.
Got behind Fleury. And by the way, we've been talking about Pelly Smith.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's our new name for him. The goal he scored was one of the most athletic things I've ever seen.
Yep.
To stop the puck with his skate and then falling down and to score. I mean, that was just an athletic freak show. Right. And just unbelievable what these guys can do.
Kind of thing you've seen Ovi do. Ovi does that
yes,
kind of thing.
All these guys.
Ovi didn't score in this play last night, but I thought it was remarkable when he brought the puck into the offensive zone. And I think he had two guys draped all over him.
Yep. One-handed pass.
He drew the penalty.
He spun and ripped a shot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just a ripper on
ripped
Fleury.
Ripped it wide.
Now,
but
went wide.
It's only Fleury even saw it.
But, like, how does he get that sort of zip on a puck like that?
Because he's a beast.
He's just gifted.
Yeah, he's a full-on Russian machine that never
and
breaks.
And Vrana's my boy.
And never quits.
Vrana's my boy. That guy is so fast.
He's so good.
And he can stop on a dime. He's unbelievable to watch.
Back to Ovi. A lot of people pointed this out. They won the Stanley Cup after we bagged Ovi this year on the Junkies. And what did Ovi say on the show 4 months after losing in the playoffs a year ago? So we had him on at the beginning of the season in late September. And he said that last year's loss was the hardest loss in his career. He said, we thought we were going to have a championship team. We dominated all year. It's been hard for us to come back right now and play hockey again. I'm not surprised we were good, but right now it's time to forget about it and move forward. Obviously, it's hard, but you have to do it if you want to get success. And damn, did they get success.
They
won it all.
Yep.
All right, I've been waiting too damn long. I want to hear get that Stanley. Got that Stanley. Whatever you've done. We haven't played this in a year. We played it for years leading up to every playoff run.
Well, let's play the birth of it where our caller called in and we first heard it.
Okay. Right.
So we can kind of set it up.
How many years ago is this?
This was around
4 or 5 years ago?
This was around 2013, 2014. We were in Lanham still.
So this is the origin story.
Yeah, this is the origin.
Okay.
It's where we got behind it.
Yeah.
I'm high, man. Hey, man, I got to go with the Caps as the realistic ones, man. They playing real good hockey right now. I'm still a little scared if we get through New York playing the Lightning or whatever. But from the look of it, if we do get that Stanley, go to the Stanley Finals or whatever.
Get that Stanley.
Got to get that Stanley.
Nice.
I love it. What year was that?
He says 13, 14, something like that.
Yeah, we're over in Lanham.
Right.
And then Drab and my name is going to be etched on the Stanley Cup.
Right.
Because, as it should be.
Because of our boycott of this song.
Well, there's a great song, but you guys decided, I have disapproved of this, by the way, that we shouldn't play it, that it was a jinx. And I don't know. And apparently we hadn't played it.
It was a full-on jinx.
It needed a break.
In your guys' opinion, not mine.
I can't
mine,
even remember.
But
it's been so long. I can't remember the song.
Yeah.
And plus, we want to thank all of our Venmo donators, too.
Yeah. Or donors. Donators. I like donators better.
It's been a long
time. Donators is better.
Come on, Val. Let's play it.
That's family. Come on, man. That's family. Really want it. That's family. You gotta feel it. That's family. Down on it. That's family. Come on, man. That's family. Baby, baby. That's family. Get on it. That's family. How
you gonna do it if you they got that Stanley.
They did.
Woo!
They did. So cool. So
they
cool.
They got right. That Stanley.
Let's bang out some of these calls here. Let's go to Jason in Burke. Jason,
remember,
what's
Bish
up?
Wants to know where you watched it before you get into how you celebrate.
Paint the picture for me.
Where were you, Jason?
What's up, boys? I was in my friend's basement with second grade son, watching the magic happen. I was born and raised in Philly, big Eagles fan. They win the Super Bowl this year. I moved to D.C. in 2001, started listening to you guys, have become a converted Caps fan, love all the D.C. sports now, except the Redskins, but I got to say, listening to you guys this morning is so exciting. I said, as soon as that puck dropped with that .6 left to go, I turned to my friend and I said, Cakes and Evie are going to be ecstatic tomorrow morning, the first thing I said. And, I'm so happy for all those Caps, but really for you guys, man. I mean, moving to D.C., you guys have really made this a new home for me. And hearing the excitement in your voices is priceless for me. So congrats, Caps. Congrats, Junks. And, let's celebrate. Let's go to a parade.
Yeah, thanks, absolutely. Right, Jason. Thank you, Jason.
We'll
appreciate
see you there.
That.
We'll be at the parade, and we'll see you there.
Family. Family.
Love it.
Who is that caller, by the way, who said get that Stanley
the
first time?
Not sure. Can't remember.
Does he realize there's signs on right in front of Matchbox downtown in Chinatown because of what he said?
He's a borderline genius.
Yeah, he coined the phrase.
Probably the same guy called this Tully Smith or whatever it is.
Could have been.
Ryan, what's up, buddy? You on with the Jucks?
Hey, guys. How sweet it is, man. I've been waiting 27 years for this.
Where were you last night?
You guys forever.
Thanks, man.
I left work at 3:00 yesterday. Got down. It took me and two buddies took an Uber. It took an hour and a half to get downtown. We got on F Street. We got chewed up and spit out on the F Street. I mean, by like six.
Oh,
it was insane. It was amazing. We ended up at Harry's on 17th and or 11th and
right,
H.
Right.
And the TVs were nubs. They had like two TVs in there. It was a dive, but
you could watch it.
It was insane, man. When we won that, got that Stanley, man, it was insane. I mean, I went on the streets and I hugged like 200 sillies. Right. 200 I haven't slept yet. I'm supposed to go to work at 10:00.
Right.
I don't think you're going to make it.
No. I'm probably going to go to work. But
hey, Ryan, what was your favorite moment along the way? Because there were so many moments, whether it's going all the way back to the Columbus series, the double overtime win when they're down 2-0 on the brink of essentially being eliminated if you fall behind 3-0.
Yep.
Some of Ovi's goals.
That was a huge win. Mm.
Beating Tampa, Burakovsky in that one. The save. Brayden Holtby saved.
The save, man.
The save might be
the
it.
The save, but Pelly Smith is my man.
Yeah,
I'm getting the jersey tomorrow.
Right.
I got a full chub for Pelly Smith.
Yes, as you should.
Thank you, Ryan. Enjoy
you
it, my
Pelly
friend.
You think Pelly Smith is here, or is he coming back, or what? You said he was on a one-year deal,
he's a UFA.
Right?
I mean,
it might be time to cash in. Yeah. I think it's time to cash in.
That's what's going to suck, because you're going to, I mean, hopefully they can bring some of these guys back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to have Carlson, certainly Beagle. I want Beagle back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my boyfriend. But, you know, that's what happens with championship teams. Guys go other places and they make more money.
They become attractive to other teams.
Next year's team's going to have a different look. And who knows about trots? And, man, it's the lay of the land, man.
Let's go. It's just the way it works. Let's go to Matt, Indianapolis. Matt, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, just want to tell you, I've been listening to you guys on the podcast for probably about 5-6 years. And hockey's, you know, not having a team here locally or a team I grew up following. I didn't have that connection like you guys do, especially lifelong, but I am a lifelong Cubs fan. So when they finally broke their streak a couple years ago, I remember just how excited I was and hearing it with you guys. You guys are, you're very well deserving. I love listening to the show, and I went to that parade after the Cubs won, and like the last guy said, I was, you know, hugging and high-fiving strangers, and congrats. Love the Junks. Love the Caps.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it, buddy. You know, for years, people have criticized us, and they said, you know, we thrive on the losing. That's all DC media and the Junks want to do.
Right.
Just look for stories to be negative, and we always maintained, we just want a winner, dude. The losing sucks. Right. We just make the best of it. And make it. We try to make it entertaining, but it's awful.
It wears on you.
Yeah, it's not fun. It
drags you down.
Yeah, this is what it's about. This is what it's about.
It's a bad rap because the teams have been, by and large, mediocre or worse.
Yeah, they just disappointed.
We've dealt with a lot of disappointment. So what are you supposed to do? We're not just going to be Homer cheerleaders.
Can't sugarcoat
and say,
it.
Hey, great job. Yeah. The Wizards missed the playoffs.
Yeah, you can't. You lose in the first round after last year. You know, went to the second. You just can't.
To clarify a couple things on the Trots front.
Yeah.
After the game, Brian McClellan was asked, Brian McClellan, the GM, about Trots. Quote, if he wants to be back, he'll be back.
Right. Got
to
be.
Trots asked after the game. He said, I said to Brian, there's no reason that I don't want to be there. Absolutely, absolutely he wants to be there. He said, no matter what happens, give me a couple days to enjoy it. But these are my kids. This is a pretty special group. We'll talk. I'm not worried one way or the other. I've been doing this for a long time. I don't lose any sleep over it. But absolutely, he wants to be back, and the GM wants him back.
Good, good.
Barry's awesome going to get paid, and he you know what? He deserves to get paid. That guy deserves it.
I want to talk to him every Wednesday next year.
Get that Stanley.
Or every other Wednesday.
So many remixes to get that Stanley.
Let's go to Phil. Hey, Market. Hey, Phil. Where were you last night, my friend?
Hey, I was at my house watching it with my four-month-old, my two-year-old boy, my four-year-old daughter.
Nice.
My wife, who is a diehard Cats fan, she's wearing a T-shirt with Wilson punching the crap out of the guy from the fight, which is
nice.
Awesome. But I just wanted to say, for me, I just want you guys enjoy this. I want to enjoy this. I want everyone in D.C., Virginia, Maryland to enjoy this. And just remember, we all bleed red. Hmm. Literally and figuratively, today we bleed red and enjoy that, meaning that this brings us together. All the crap that's going on in the world, D.C., in the news all the time, let's just turn that off today. Let's just focus on this win. Focus on the positive. Let's just forget about all the other stuff that's going on and remember that we're all in this together. We're all here together. Let's enjoy this together. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. I like to echo that. And I'm just so glad, too, we get rid of the whole DC's curse, the sports curse.
Yeah, you're never going to hear that again.
That's gone.
Yeah,
right.
Even though it was rubbish. It was rubbish anyway.
Yes. Yeah, it was always BS, but it was easy to go to.
You won't
and you
hear
could
that word
fall
anymore.
Into that trap.
Yeah.
You know,
because disappointment after disappointment after disappointment.
The fact is, it's hard to win a championship.
You know what, the more I think about this team? Kicks. This team was loaded.
Yes. They're very talented
this
squad.
This team was from 1 to, what I don't know, 25, whatever it is.
That's what Rona kept telling us.
This team was loaded with talent.
Yeah.
Because now you're seeing all the young. Verana's a freaking stud.
He is. Yeah.
Stevenson's stud.
You're in love with Verana.
Juice, pretty good.
And guys like Smith.
I love Verana.
Like you are.
Oh, yeah.
Smith Pelly, who was, you know,
journeyman.
Decent during the regular season.
Yeah.
He's a playoff superstar. Not only with the Caps, he's done it before. And I'm sure that's part of the reason why Brian McClellan added him to this mix.
He's got big game makeup.
And
Some guys just have that.
It paid off huge for the Capitals.
I don't know what song this is, but this is the song that Ovi skated hoisting the cup around the ice.
Well, you know what? It's majestic.
Exactly.
It sounds amazing.
This is why people cry.
Yep.
Because you hear the music, you see the visual, you think about the moment.
Well, you see the emotion on his face.
And it just brings you to your knees.
Yep.
And that's exactly what happened with me.
All right, well, we're trying to track down Alan May. Let's go to the phones. A lot of people have been waiting patiently.
Listen to that song.
We're celebrating.
God damn, that's good.
The Stanley Cup, a championship in D.C.
They've only been waiting 43 years to make these calls, JP.
It's been an eternity for Caps fans.
Valdez, what song is that? Is that from a movie?
Yeah, it's from the National Treasure movie with Nicolas Cage.
Really?
Yeah. This movie's that's actually pretty good.
That's a horrible film.
Yeah, but the soundtrack.
Yeah, but good music.
Oh, the music's great.
Yeah.
But that should be from, like, Braveheart.
Right.
The first one's actually pretty good.
Was that the moment where my daughter, my 8-year-old, said, this is like a wedding? You know, like the music, the ceremony. And again, I'm just blown away by the handshaking. You know, and that's a tradition in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Just the class on both sides. Like, they're a war.
Because 5 minutes
killing
earlier, they're beating each other up.
Yeah, I mean, can't wait to fight.
Yeah.
Can't wait to cheap shot them. And then at the end, just putting all that aside, that class is something, hopefully, that kids around the country, you know, and hopefully parents see and absorb.
I mean, 20 minutes before they were shaking hands, John Carlson's grabbing someone's face.
I mean, Brooks
Orpik, to break his neck.
Brooks Orpik was bleeding out of his face.
Yeah.
I mean, it was brutal.
Hockey's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Really is. All right, let's pass up these calls. I know we're trying to track down Alame, but, you know, it is what it is. He's in Vegas. They just won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it's 525 there.
I get it.
He looked ecstatic, though, last night.
Was he?
If you watched him, yeah. Well, he had his kids there, too.
Uh-huh.
He had his kids. But I mean, he played for the Caps for several years, been an announcer with the team for years and years.
Yeah, he's celebrating. He should be.
It's an awesome run.
I just didn't. I'll be honest with you. I did not see this coming until they beat the Pens. I really didn't. I didn't see it coming. I didn't have the savvy to know this team can do it.
And then when they fell behind 2-0.
You were on it before me. I didn't think they were going to beat Tampa.
I mean, they did an encore presentation last night of freezing cold takes.
Yeah.
Of us after 2-0.
Well, I mean, that's just a normal take. You can call it what you want. But I didn't see it. Like, in the regular season, even though they did well, I was like, yeah, they just it didn't seem like it was
the
team.
I think Caps are basically
DOA.
You know what they are? They're a floater in the Potomac.
Right.
That's what the Caps are right now. Very glad to be wrong. I was wrong. Tom Lavero was wrong. And you know what? Couldn't be happy.
Oh, yeah, Lavero buried him. He buried him this
round. Which is fine. You know what? I want to buy Tom Lavero the fanciest cigar ever as a thank you.
All right. Did we find May? All right.
Yeah, we got
it. He's, by the way, brought to you by Dominion Jewelers, custom engagement rings and jewelry in the heart of Falls Church. They make it beautiful. You make it yours. DominionJewelers.com. Alan, you looked absolutely ecstatic last night. I've said this before. NBC Sports Washington did a fantastic job throughout. It had to have been a fun ride these last 2 months. And then you had your kids there last night.
It was 8 weeks of heaven. Didn't always feel like it. It was a long time. But, you know, our network did do it right. My children were there. And I couldn't ask for anything more. As a former player, a guy that covers the game, that loves the franchise, it was a dream come true, and it was an epic night for all of us.
Man, well, I can't even imagine what the emotions that were going through your head last night. Must have been really cool.
What were you thinking?
I was just trying to keep from losing it, because it was, you know, you feel how much these guys have gone through over the years, and some of these teams that have had collapses and all the things that, but they're not here if all those bad things don't happen. Nick Backstrom and I went nuts last night. About an hour after the game, we met, and we were just talked about all the different things that have happened over the years and how emotional, and it felt right that it was this team, this group of guys, and to see these guys, this group of players, be able to experience it and feel this, and the way they did it, guys like Devontae Smith-Pelly rising up to a level that they've never been at in their entire life, their career, regular season or playoffs. Absolutely spectacular to see a team come together.
You know, I asked a bunch of callers earlier in the show, and I want to hear from you. If you had to pick out one moment, one signature moment for you during this run, watching these games, what would it be?
You know, the one thing that really sticks out with me is Alex Ovechkin standing up before the media after they lost the first two games and said, we're going to win this series, the Columbus series. We're coming back to Capital One, and we are going to win this series, and we're going to win it in four games straight. I look at that, a moment like that, and then I look at oh my God, Ovechkin coming out in the deciding game, game seven, with a slap shot at 1:02 in.
Yep.
To effectively win the series, and from that moment on, I was just like, I'm on the Ovi bus. This is amazing what he's doing right now.
Right.
But what was different about this team?
Right, because I didn't see this coming. Alan, you're an expert. You knew how talented they were, but we saw
loaded.
The different players that they lost. And you know, we didn't quite realize how loaded they were, but I know guys like you knew. It didn't seem real to me, like, wait a second, they actually can win this thing until they did beat the Penguins. But I'm guessing you knew all along they were capable.
I felt, you know what, coming into this, you know, and I've never felt until this team, there was something about them at the end of April, or actually the start of April, I should say, where I just felt that, oh, my God, I told everyone, I said, oh, my God, they got it. This team has it. It's that thing that everyone wants to have and everyone wishes they have. And I looked all through all these years. I went into every playoffs. Like, I want to believe in these guys, but I never really did. Mm. This group of guys, I sweat, and I get anxious during games. I do want my team to win, and I go through that. This year was the first time I just sat there, and guys were going, what's wrong with you? I go, oh, they got it. It doesn't matter. Mm. They're in. They're locked. They're on lockdown. And everything about it has been so spectacular. But this group of guys, I don't know what it was about the team that wasn't supposed to win, that shouldn't win, they all went next level. And it was just, it was so spectacular to be a part of and watch this. And just, it kept getting better and better and better.
It's funny when you bring certain guys together and they form their own chemistry that you just, you can't predict it. I mean, we were talking about the top end players that they have, and then you mix in the young guys, and then you bring in some of the vets, you know, like the Smith Pellies and the Lars Ellers, guys like that. You never know what one team can do until you bring them all together, and this team had something different, a moxie that the other teams never had.
No, you know what? You look at all the rosters they had. Last year's roster really bothered me because I felt like those guys, some of the guys that were here, felt they could just put their jersey on and they'd win the cup, but there's got to be there's so many other things, and you got to work for it every day. And this team never got flustered, they never got frustrated, they never ate their own. And to see this and feel it, and I remember talking about it in the Columbus series, I go, well, they got it, man. This is the team that's going all the way. You get to the finals, there's luck involved, there's, you know, there's drive, determination, there's confidence. And I just kept thinking, man, I don't want to, but it's going to happen. These guys have it. Devontae Smith-Pelly, Lars Eller. I look at all those young kids, Chandler Stephenson, Jacob Verana, Andre Burakovsky, all growing up before our eyes and believing in themselves and finding what true defensive hockey really is and what a team game is. I just kept looking at it. Guys kept raising to the next level, and it's one of those things that if you get bottled, you'd make so much money. But it was insane to watch all of this. Absolutely amazing.
Alan, you mentioned Lars Eller, 3 game-winning goals in the 2018 Stanley Cup playoffs, leading the Caps in that category. You can't overstate how important he's been in this run to the Stanley Cup win, especially when Backstrom wasn't able to play.
Oh, you know what? It's hilarious. You know, the world of Twitter and social media, how ridiculous people can be. Lars Eller went out in Game 3, gets that ugly, gaudy overtime goal, and changes that series. They win the next 4 games straight. I remember seeing people on Twitter questioning why Lars Eller was on the ice late in the game with a goaltender empty. But, you know what? You look at a guy like this who works and works and works and gives everything he has, and as a follower, not necessarily a leader, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but to see him get on it and just continue to work, and no matter what happens, he had games in the Tampa series where he got too many penalties, and people were like, take him out of the lineup, and this guy comes out and dominates in that series, and then here to score the game-winning goal of the Stanley Cup Finals was it's unbelievable. You just have to stick with it, but you have to have guys that believe that they can achieve things that they're not supposed to be able to. And Lars Eller is one of those guys that just kept focused forward and continued to work hard and to put his all into everything. And, man, he's got that goal that will be remembered forever, the game-winning goal, game four, the game five winner, phenomenal. Just to see what that guy went through in these playoffs. He had ups and he had downs, but he had the ultimate high of every single player.
Alan, I'm going to ask you to get into Ovi's head here for a second. Excuse me. You know, last night he really didn't have any words, and You know, you could expect that. Too much stuff going on there with everyone asking him questions. And then, you know, he gets to the locker room. I'm sure he had a great moment with the teammates. He gets the cup. He walks through the MGM lobby. He goes to party up at the club. He's drinking the champagne out of the cup. But when he finally has a moment to himself, whether it's on the plane or when he gets back here, you know, what is he pondering? What do you think is going through his head?
I just think to appreciate how hard it is to get here, and then appreciate himself, appreciate the fact that he put everything he had into this, that his team rallied behind him, that he was finally able to go over to Gary Bettman and the commissioner hand him the cup, and just how much sacrifice it takes, how much teamwork it takes, not just you, but everyone. And I love the fact that even though he won the Conn Smythe Trophy, all he was worried about was winning the Stanley Cup.
He didn't care about that trophy.
Oh, absolutely. And to see him, what a great player. What a phenomenal leader, the way he was able to do this. Not a guy that worries about his legacy and talks about things like that.
Right.
Just lives in the moment, seizes the day, and he did it with this team and just kept pushing. No matter how much things seemed against him and how many people just doubted him, doubted the team, and this guy just led his team to victory and leads with 15 goals in the playoffs and just continues to defy Father Time.
Right.
And it's going to be one of the greatest days ever when this team gets to have that parade in Washington, D.C., and the big men did it. It was beautiful.
Let me ask you, Alan, did he deserve this earlier? We saw how his game evolved, right? The full facets of his game this year, particularly down the stretch, the defense, the passing, the hit, it all came together finally. Did he deserve this earlier, or did he need to evolve to this point to get there?
I think he deserved it earlier, but you know what? He didn't always have the right teammates. He had guys that hid behind the criticism of him that never produced, never did what they needed to do. And this guy just continued to work, never sold out his team, never sold out his teammates. And I believe this should have happened sooner. But I think the fact that he had to go through bad teammates and guys that weren't ready to do their part and were hiding behind him, it makes it this much better. I love the fact that after the Pittsburgh series, he just let his hair down and said, "This is me, man. I'm going for it. And no matter what, I'm winning the Stanley Cup. I'm going to win it with my team. I am a team captain. I am a teammate. I'm a team player." And he went out and proved it. And to see him strut around with that cup at the hotel last night, man, that it felt so good to see him. The way he carried on, absolutely spectacular.
Alan, I don't know what your plans are, but I did tell you earlier in the week, if they do win this cup, you and I and the rest of the junks, if they want to do it, we're going to have a celebratory cocktail somewhere. So.
Sounds good. For sure, we got
to
meet up.
So we have to, I don't know what your plans are next week, but maybe we can do that next week, okay, buddy?
Jason, we're drinking. We're having a great time. we're going to do it everywhere. It's going to be the greatest ever. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait.
Maybe we can do it the day of the parade, whenever that is. I don't know. I'm sure you'll be there. I know we'll be there. So
we'll get it figured out.
All right.
Thank you. It'll happen.
Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you. Safe trip back, buddy.
Safe travels.
All right, buddy.
Throughout this run, he's presented by Dominion Jewelers. Custom engagement rings and jewelry in the heart of Falls Church. They make it beautiful. You make it yours. DominionJewelers.com. He joins us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, the voice of the Washington Capitals, John Walton. And John, you had an amazing call last night, but also you've tweeted some amazing pictures from your Twitter account, including a picture of you on the ice growing up playing hockey. Tell us about kind of fulfilling your dream. You talked about it in your tweet.
Yeah, it's been a pretty surreal few hours here. It was funny. I called my son from the ice last night, and I called my mom and dad when I was still down there last night. And not long after that, my mom sent me a picture that I'd seen before, but I think it was one that she had and I never did. I was probably 5 or 6 years old, and I was in Minnesota where we grew up. And I just hitting pucks around, and you got your hockey stick and you got your gloves and you got all that stuff. And, I never had a whole lot of hockey talent, but, I got to broadcast a Stanley Cup champion last night, and I still can't quite believe that. But I've come a long way from having the old snowmobile suit on and being out on the pond and hitting a puck around, and it just, it's surreal. I still can't quite believe it.
What was it like to hoist the cup, and who handed it over to you?
It was a little bit of a blur, actually. There were so many people coming and going. Brayton Holtby and his family were there. John Carlson and his family were there. And I think it kind of came after that. So Kenny had his moment, and then I had mine. And, you know, there were still a lot of Caps fans. I don't know how well it translated on television or on radio or whatever, but there were so many Caps fans there, and they all stayed, and they all came down. And it felt like when you looked around on the ice, it was crazy. I mean, you just saw so many Caps jerseys everywhere, almost like it was a home game. And it was just it was nuts. And yeah, to be able to throw that up over your head, those are one of those life goals that you don't know if you're ever going to get a chance to do. You're not supposed to touch it until the team you work for wins it or the team you play for wins it. I'm sure glad I'm a part of the Washington Capitals. It was a night I'll never forget.
John, real quick, sorry, Cakes. We were kind of just talking about this team and just how special the chemistry is. And last night I really thought that the Verona goal was the key, just to get up on them early. I felt like the team that scored first in this game was going to win it. And then if you look at who scored last night, yeah, obviously Ovi, the superstar, scored. But Verona scores, Smith-Pelly scores again, Lars Eller scores the game winner. You know, you didn't have the superstars all scoring. You had contributions from the role players, and that's exactly what you need, and that's exactly what the Caps got throughout the series, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a microcosm of everything that's gone on during this playoff run. I mean, if you look at, you know, I mean, the Smith-Pelly goal, I can't be happier for Devontae Smith-Pelly. Here's a guy who his contract was bought out less than a year ago. He wasn't sure if his NHL career was even going to continue. And now, after scoring 7 goals during the regular season, all he did was score 7 goals during the playoffs, and to do it the way that he did it. I saw Brett Connolly last night. I saw Connolly before the game yesterday when I went down to the team meal, and he came down, and I was there, I thought, after everybody had come and gone, and Brett came walking through the door and said, "Yep, can't take a nap. No chance. I got no chance." So he just came back down, you know, read the paper, hang out. And it was a nervous energy, but I felt like it was a positive nervous energy. And another guy who, you know, Tampa Bay gives up on him, Boston gives up on him. And, you know, now he comes here last year and, you know, fell short with the team when they got knocked out in the second round. But, to be able to, excuse me. You know, to be able to be a part of the goal at the end where he gets the shot away and he just squeaked it through enough and it gets through Marc-Andre's pads and it was just sitting right there for Lars Eller. I mean, that's this team, guys. I mean, that's why they won. It was because you had everybody rowing together, and it wasn't just Alex and it wasn't just Evgeny. It was everybody all together. It was great.
John, you mentioned Fleury. He was superhuman up until the Stanley Cup final. He was posting, you know, .938, .97 plus save percentages. The Caps make him look human in the 5 games. A .853 save percentage. What did the Caps do to rattle him to get to him throughout the series?
Well, I think rattling him was probably strong because he's a tremendous goalie. I mean, and I don't think much fazed him. I think it was just he didn't get any help. I don't think the Vegas Golden Knights defense was good enough. I don't think they were able to contain the teams like or contain the Caps like the teams that came before them, and the Kings and the Sharks and the Jets. I just think that on the whole, what the Capitals did to win the Stanley Cup last night was beat the reigning Vezina Trophy winner for the best goalie in the NHL. They did that in the first round. They beat a goalie that won 2 straight cups in Matt Murray. They knocked him out in the second round. They beat Andrei Vasilevskiy, who is currently a Vezina Trophy finalist and will be in Vegas for the awards ceremony in, I don't know, like a couple of minutes or something. It's getting right. So late in June already. And then they turn around and beat a guy with 3 cups and a guy that haunted them when they played for Pittsburgh. So no one can ever accuse this team of backing into a championship. They beat a gauntlet of goaltenders, and they did it primarily the same way, I think.
John, talk about the crazy last couple of minutes there last night in the third period when they pulled Fleury and then the clock stops and it just goes off and you don't have no clue how much time's left, and Ovi and the rest of the players are screaming at the refs and they finally stop it to go check the time. That was just a weird, weird ending, I thought.
Well, yeah, I mean, it really was, because, you know, you get to that point where the timeout comes and you take a deep breath and say, okay, hey, this is it. If they can figure out a way to stop this, they're going to win it. And you're always, as a broadcaster, you're always looking between, okay, there's the play, there's the clock. There's a play, there's a clock. You know, how much time is left? And I looked up at one point, and I saw it had gone from, it was just under 2 minutes, and then it said 14.9 seconds, and the clock was stopped.
Right.
And it was one of those moments where you're like, wait a minute, what the hell is going on up there? and yeah, I looked again, and it hasn't moved. And I looked again, and it changed, but it went to 1 minute, and then it was all over the place. And I just kept saying, "I we don't know how much time is left. Why don't we know how much time is left?" And you know what? You know, of all the things that can happen inside of the 2 minutes when a Stanley Cup's about to be won, that's not a great one. But at least you know, by the time they got it settled down, and you know, when you by the time that it actually had solidified, I mean, everything that, you know, the one thing that is not part of the call is there's 1 minute left. We never knew when there was 1 minute left. By the time that we got to it, there was 29 seconds left, and they had a face off back in front of Braden. And so what was the final minute turned out to be like the last 29 seconds for all of us and on the call and whatever. But who cares? None of it matters now. It's
That's
all
right.
good.
That's right.
John, did you find your way into the locker room? If so, tell us what it was like.
Was not in the room. That's a players only kind of thing.
Gotcha.
But I was. I'll tell you where I was. Besides the ice, is they had a reception for the guys and their families, which we went to last night. The Cup was there just here at the hotel at the Mandarin. And it was awesome. It was everybody's family who had come for this. And, you know, I don't know if people truly understand. And, I mean, it's true in all sports, yeah, but I think hockey, it's a little bit more. I mean, ice time is not something. It's not like you want to go play basketball. You can find a hoop just about anywhere. Hockey is tough, and the ice times are at 5 in the morning, and, you know, there's only so much ice around in our area. You know, there's a lot more rinks than there used to be, but it's still, even in our area, there's a lot of high school kids, you know, and a lot of youth programs where the ice just is – you know, it's available whenever. And sometimes that's early and sometimes that's late. And you looked at the moms and dads who took them to practice, and they were, you know, they sacrificed a lot. It's an expensive sport to play. And here they are, you know, three stories up off the Las Vegas Strip with a cup in the window and the Stanley Cup champions up on the TV monitors and food and beer and booze. And it was just the most happy scene I think I've ever seen. It was exactly the moment that you'd want for everybody that came from all over. I that's a lot of the dads I had known, a lot of the moms I didn't. Like on dad's trips to the Capitals do, but all we did for, oh, I don't know, up till probably a few minutes ago, we were just, you know, just talking with their families and just, you know, they're telling stories, and, you know, the smiles on their faces were amazing. And you realize, and I don't know that we fully realized yet the gravity of the moment. I think we're going to realize it when we get home for the parade and the rally. But just to be able to be a part of the moment in a pretty intimate setting with the families was completely unforgettable for me. Just terrific.
All right, John, man, it's been fun having you on. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you at the parade.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yes, you will. I can't wait. We're coming home today, guys. I can't wait. The Caps are Stanley Cup champs. I just keep saying it over and over.
Keep saying it, man.
Have a safe flight home.
Yep.
See you, bud.
Congrats, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.